The news starts now. AM 1240 and 95.3 FM. WJON.
Good morning. I'm Jim Maurice. It's 7:05. It's 6 degrees as you walk out the door this morning. And your WJON weather I forecast is coming up in a few minutes after the news. Our news this hour brought to you by St. Cloud Orthopedics and Once Upon a Child. The state budget could have multi-billion dollar deficits later in the decade due to soaring costs for special education and for long-term care of Minnesota's aging population, warns the just-released economic forecast.
Republicans say lawmakers must consider cuts in all areas of state government. Governor Tim Walz responds you could eliminate entire state agencies and not close the looming budget gap for long-term care and special ed. And he says to Republicans,
look, I'm not going to punish the state patrol and corrections and snowplow drivers. Are they asking us not to put snowplow drivers in their counties?
Republican Senator Eric Pratt from Prior Lake responds, focus first and foremost on waste, fraud, and abuse in state government.
The governor and his commissioners have failed to take seriously the recommendations of the Office of Legislative Auditor. They've been pushing back on those.
Bill Werner at the Capitol.
Neither Republicans nor Democrats are offering specifics on how to fix the expected funding gap for long-term care and special education. Two people from Avon hurt in a crash in northern Minnesota. The Minnesota State Patrol says the incident happened just after 11 yesterday morning on Interstate 35 in Carlton County near Barnum. They say 61-year-old Dee Blattner from Avon was in the left lane when she lost control of her vehicle and some slush and ice and slid into the right, striking to a tree. Blattner and her passenger, 62-year-old John Blattner from Avon, were both taken to the hospital in Moose Lake with non-life-threatening injuries. The holiday season will be on full display this Saturday in Sauk Rapids. Their annual Jingle and Mingle will be taking place. Organizer Marla Elna says the artisan market is back this year from 9:30 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the Riverside Terrace.
In addition to an artisan market, we've added a business market. And the business market is from 9:30 to 4:30 as well, but that's at the Sauk Rapids Government Center up on Summit Avenue North. So you'll want to get to both markets.
Other events during the day include the Llama Wonderama, horse-drawn wagon rides, the Benton County Historical Museum open house. There's a living nativity and, of course, the lighted parade that begins at 5 on 2nd Avenue. Elna says they've also added a new Christmas concert this year.
And this is not just singing. It's music by instruments. They got the bands. They've got the choirs. They've got quartets. They've got handbell choir. They've got soloists. It's just talent from the whole area, and you'll want to see that.
The concert is at the Sauk Rapids Rice High School Performing Arts Center. For a full schedule of all the events, we have a link on this story on the WJON mobile app. For the first time in program history, the St. Cloud State University volleyball team's hosting an NCAA tournament match. Huskies are the number one seed in the Central Region, which means they get to host the seven other schools that make up the regional tournament. SCSU is 27-2 overall. They're playing Ouachita Baptist of Arkansas. They have a 22-9 record tonight. Their match is at 7 at Hallenbeck Hall. The three other matches are earlier in the day. The Huskies are 57-7 in their last 64 home matches. They won their third NSIC tournament championship in program history and their fourth regular season conference championship in program history. St. Cloud goes into the NCAA tournament on a 23-straight match win streak, including 12 wins over nationally ranked teams. They've been ranked number 2 in the nation in Division II for the last 4 weeks in a row. Now, if you want to go, one ticket gets you into all four of today's matches. So you pay once and you go to all the matches today. The regional semifinals will be tomorrow. And then the regional championship, they'll play on Saturday over at Hallenbeck Hall. WJON News Time now at 7:09. We're at 6 right now. News this hour brought to you by St. Cloud Orthopedics and Once Upon a Child. Your WJON Weather Eye Forecast is up next. For St. Cloud and for St. Augusta, partly cloudy today, 15 for a high, and the wind northwest at 10 to 15. Tonight, mainly a cloudy sky, 10 for an overnight low, and the southwesterly wind at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, 26 for a high, and west wind at 5 to 10. In the extended forecast on Saturday, if you're going over to the Jingle and Mingle on Saturday in Sauk Rapids, nice weather for that, 42 for a high and partly cloudy skies. Sunday, a cloudy day, maybe some scattered rain, 41 for a high again on Sunday, so a big warm-up this weekend. Monday with a chance for some light snow, 34 for a high on Monday. WJON News Time is 7:11. We're at 6 this morning. For more St. Cloud area news, check out the WJON mobile app. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant. Jim Maurice, WJON.
All right, Jim, what's coming up at 7:30?
Of course, it's the time of the year when a lot of people are buying their Christmas trees. If they're buying a real one, we'll talk about that at the bottom of the hour.
All right, Jim, thank you. It's 7:11, and we're at 6 degrees next on WJON. I'll be joined by Star Tribune sports columnist Jim Suhan. Jim, today brought to you by the Green Mill in downtown St.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at tanger.com.